Hi, is Keyshan?
No, please put us on the do not call list.
I'm sorry?
Please put us on the do not call list.
No. I'm supposed to call her. She just asked me to call her. Could you let her know I'm on the phone?
One moment, please. This is Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. It's Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I can barely hear you.
No. I mean, I can hear you just fine.
Okay. Yeah, now I can hear you. Okay. Yeah, so you got a couple minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I wanted to give you the update on the file. And let me see. So it looks like, what were we shooting for? I forget here.
I didn't give you anything.
That's right. You just wanted to see if we can make something happen for you.
Right.
Yeah. So I wanted to let you know it was really tough for me, okay? Because, you know, with everything that's going on, I know you got some stuff on your report that you're waiting to get removed and kind of been going through a horrible situation. So I've been going back and forth with my underwriter trying to make something happen. The only thing I was able to get you right now, I was able to get you around $12,000. Okay, but it's a short-term loan, so you have to keep that in mind. It's only for about close to 6 months, like 5.71 months. So your daily payment is around $144 a day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Okay, so basically with this program, it's an introductory program. We do want to work with you, but we need to establish some type of program first to be able to see that you can handle the payments. So when we get about 3 months into this program, I can go back to my underwriter and say, see, she made her payments, everything is good. Now can we get her more money? So that's when we reevaluate it and get you more money and at a longer rate, a longer term and a better rate.
What's the rate on this one?
So this one is you borrowed $12,000. Your payback is total of $17,200. So it's not bad, especially for where your credit score is and, you know. I'm sorry?
Where is that at now? Do you have it in front of you?
I do. Your credit score is at 531.
Okay.
So I can send you a copy of the report as well if you'd like to see it. But
you would, because I know I've sent some stuff in to have it cleaned up and I haven't seen if it's been updated or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send it over to you.
That would be perfect.
Okay. Now, if you'd like, if you want to send me a driver's license and voided check, I can get you the documents so you can kind of review it. And then if you want to move forward with the $12,000, just sign it and send it back, and then we'll take it from there.
And then what goes from there? I mean, once I send you that, then what?
Well, once you send me the driver's license and void and check, it doesn't actually commit you to anything. Even actually, once you sign the docs, there may be some other stipulations that I may need to get. Because, like I said, it's a conditional approval, so we need to get some other steps in. I just don't know what they are first. They wanted me to talk to you to see if it's something you want to move forward with before we kind of go further into it.
Okay. But you don't know what else you're going to have to need or do?
No, it's not much, though. There may be something like a confession of judgment where you may have to have something notarized. That may be one of the stipulations, but it's not going to be anything crazy. We pretty much have all your information and all the statements we need. It may be like one or two, maybe landlord verification, just a few things, nothing crazy. But once you get me the once I get you the docs, actually, once you send me a driver's license and voided check, I'll know what other stipulations we would need.
Okay. Okay, let me look at this and let me see. and you said for how many? 5.71.
Yeah, 5.71. The best thing to do is send me the driver's license, void a check. Let me get you the documents because it has all the terms. It has your payment repayment amount. It explains everything to you in there. And if you don't want to go forward with it, that's fine. But if you do, just sign them and send them back. At least you'll have the documents and you can really understand what's going on here.
Okay. Okay. And then can you go ahead and forward me a copy of my credit report?
Absolutely. I'll do that.
Okay. Let me see what I want to do here, and I'll shoot you an email.
All right, Keisha. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.